WAB.
NAWRL. You're not Tom. It says Tom on my radio there.
I'm incognito. I'm going to use this call sign for everything. There's DMR ID for everything. You get him in trouble.
No, you're just radio repair today. Like our old job, they used to always do the test. Radio repair.
I think they have a special license to say that, if I remember correctly. If they have one of those that Sean and Paul have.
Yeah, that sounds about right. 11:15, we're going to get some skillets, maybe?
Yes, sir.
All right. Tom gave me the word. I'm up for that. I'll see you guys there.
Okay, one other test. Let's do our first simplex channel test on this and see how that goes.
QSY 441. NAWRO, clear.
Okay, I'm here.
So you've got it right. I mean, it works. It's just a range thing, I think, for the simplex, right?
Yeah, my cable is a little weak. Give me a second here, because when I wiggled the cable around, you said you could hear me. So I'm wondering if I don't have a bad short cable. Just a minute. Maybe.
NAWRO.
Anybody.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Let's try it one more time real quick. WBD.
NAWRO. WBD. NAWRO. WBD. NAWRO. Nothing heard. NAWRO listening.
Can you hear me here better? WAVD. WAVD. NACAS. You got you in there, Wally. I can hear you. NAWRO, NAWRO, this is KELAX, do you copy?
NAWRO here, go ahead, Gene.
Hey, Tim, just out of curiosity, do you have access to the dashboard at this moment? I got a new antenna for the DMR. I'm on 1 watt in the bedroom, and I was curious what my RSSI was.
Yeah, sure. The first one was 112, 0% loss, and the other one just dropped in, also 112, 0%.
Copy that. I picked up a BNC adapter for the SMA, and I found a, it's kind of like a signal stick knockoff where you can coil it up and store it, however, and it always goes back. And it seems like it's doing really good with my rubber ducky. I could never get in on low power. So I'm fairly impressed. Thank you very much.
NAWRO, yeah, no problem, Dean. And also just, you know, playing the audio sounds great, you know, just in real life. And I had a question for you on the Meshtastic nodes you have. Where did you get those? Did you get those off Amazon? And I'm thinking about putting at least one up in the attic.
So I bought a couple from a guy on Facebook Marketplace. I've got an extra I've got an extra little personal one you could put an antenna on and mess with if you wanna mess with it. I have no issues with that because I've got one that goes up on the roof and then I've got two personal, so I've got one extra you can do with whatever you want just to kind of get a feel for it if you like.
Yeah, sure, no rush. I would appreciate that. It's kind of like I was talking to Captain Don and Dave, I think, and it looks like because they saw your notes. They saw the one over on the I call it Mount Trash over there south of you. And, you know, it might be, there's a hole in Richmond, so I don't want to be that guy. So I'll put a note up on top, either in my attic or maybe not in my attic because it gets really hot up there. So I'll just put it at the top window in my bedroom and or one of the guest rooms is pointed in the right direction. I guess it doesn't matter. And, you know, test it out. See if the data, you know, goes out there and it can be seen.
Yeah, copy that. Absolutely no problems. I know the little units, I've got a little battery in there so you can, like, keep them in your pocket or whatever, but my LAX-1, I believe it is, that one, or maybe it's LAX-2, I don't know, but that one sits in my kitchen window with a USB-C connected to it pretty much all the time. That one needs to be updated and actually cleared out and redone. So you can definitely use that one if you like. I've seen a few people pick up 915 megahertz antennas and just run coax down to the unit and have it remote. So that's also an option because it just runs standard SMA.
Thank you, KJ.
Yeah, you have a powered unit, so the USB would be something I could do because, you know, I don't mind a little power cable hanging down. I might, like, route it behind the curtain, you know, so you won't even see it, and it'll probably be in just a spare bedroom I have, and it's up pretty high, and I'm up pretty high on the street that I'm on. It's kind of the higher level from the area in the city. So that would work. I'd like to play with that first, and then I'd like to get involved in that APRS data stuff, APRS, I guess it is, or, you know, that one, the other transmitter. The other transmitter we put up there, not the WinLink, but the other one, because then I think MeshTask is a little bit related to that. I realize it's not ham, but data. This is something else to, you know, kind of try out.
Copy that. KJO, go ahead. I caught you in there.
Yeah, sorry, this one doesn't have that channel busy. If it does, I got to figure out how to put it in there so I don't jump on you guys, you know, with the allow and, you know, whatever else in there. You guys talking about the MeshTastic?
Yes. What do you got, Tom?
KJO, I have two of them. I got one that has the battery in it that's mobile, and then I got one that's up in my up in the front bedroom that doesn't have a battery in it, and it's just USB. So if you want to borrow one of those, that's fine, too.
I appreciate it. Dean's already offered me one of his. So I'll just try one first and then go from there. And, I think it's time for me to get in it. I was waiting for it to apparently it came around. It was really popular for a while, then it died out, as you guys know, and then it came popular again, and I think it's time for me to test it out, especially if, like, Tom, you're up there, and you're QTH, and then Dean's down here, I might be able to fill in a spot. Some of the guys were telling me we might be filling in a spot if I get one up high here in Richmond. So go ahead, Dean. This is NAWRO.
Yeah, for sure. Like I said, I've got an extra. You're absolutely welcome to it, and I'm not in any rush to get it back. I can update it and clear it for you, so you can set your own settings on it, or I can leave it for you to do, so you can kind of learn the process. But yeah, absolutely, you're more than welcome to it.
Yeah, no rush on that. We'll get it.
That up there, and it's on the front of the house, but it's the back of the house, if anything. And I said it's always powered up, and then when Tim gets his done, maybe we'll have a hop right there, and then close enough for Captain Don can hop to Chesterfield, to us, to Memphis. We'll give it a shot. Like I said, I got a mobile one, too, so over to Tim, KCKJO.
Yeah, apologies, Tom. I think I might have stepped on you there. But, yeah, I caught that. And that's kind of the reason I was doing it. Maybe a week or so ago, I was talking to Captain Don and Dave, and they mentioned, you know, I started getting interested in it again. And they said, yeah, Richmond might be a good spot for it. So, yeah, Dean, I'll pick you up on that next time, you know, no rush, just next time, like, I don't know, next time we meet up, see when that would be. I know you're on the night shift, so yeah, we'll work it out. I'm not in a drastic hurry. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I think Dave runs on ham mode. There is a ham radio operator mode for the Meshtastic, and it allows more power, but it's on a different, not network, but a different channel than what the standards are. So I leave mine standard and just name my stuff LAX, because everybody in the ham radio the world around here knows LAX. So I just leave it in normal mode. I have not been able to see Dave, but I do believe I can see. I think he runs standard as well.
Yeah, mine are KJO. So, yeah, if you guys want to correlate, I'll let you, you know, it should be up there. And it's on the standard with 7 hops. And that's how I just run it. But I got the one that I keep in my van and charge it when I get in there. All right, I'm going to jump out, guys. I just heard you talking about Meshtastic. And, Jim, once you get the one from Dean, then we'll give it a shot and see how it goes. Stepping out. KJO.
NAWRO. All right, Tom, have a good one. Thanks. Yeah, Dean, I think the guy down south of us is ZUZ, I believe. And he's got, he's on the landfill area there, I guess, got the high ground. I think there's a tower up there or something. But apparently he might have a Meshtastic too. And, yeah, I do like to keep it standard. I guess that's actually not, technically not a ham band, but it's low power, and that's the whole point.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with you. I tried the ham mode, and it was okay, but you don't really see a whole lot because most everybody, even the ham radio operators, run in standard mode. But yeah, the whole point is low power data communication. So, but absolutely. I'll be in contact with you, because tomorrow I plan on taking the bike out. So potentially if you're around, and I'm not rushing, I'm just, potentially if you're around, I might be out that way on the bike. So I'll let you know. And if you're not busy, then that'll work.
Copy that. Appreciate it. We got a meeting with the city manager here in the morning, but that would only last an hour. So after 11 should be free. Appreciate it, Dean. I'll let you go. Unless you got anything else, this is NAWRO after you, sir. Appreciate the QSO.
Yep, you're good, 7-3, Tim. I appreciate you coming back and giving me that RSSI reading. That's awesome. I'm kind of liking this antenna. We'll see how well it holds up. It was 30, just under 30 bucks of free shipping. With the BNC connector. So far I am liking it. We'll see how it goes. I might pick up a couple of these for the analog radios too. Just to run them, and I like the ability to roll them up for being able to stow them. So either way, 7-3s, and we will catch you soon. This is KE8LAX, let me clear.
Copy your last name, NAWRO, clear as well.
KF88TC. KF88TC, monitoring. KF88TC, monitoring. Anybody copy KF88TC?
NAWRO, Richmond, I copy you, Tim. Go ahead.
Okay, how are you doing this afternoon? I'm just trying this radio. I wanted to see if I was making a trip at all.
Yeah, good copy. Dashboard looks good. 103 on the RSSI. No loss. Good signal. You're making it. Oh, you're on Detroit defense. Okay.
Yeah, it looks like I'm on the Detroit SW1, I think. But, I'm about 25 miles south of the border. I'm in Canada right now, so I'm just seeing if I can make the trip. I guess it's working for me.
Yeah, good copy. Nothing wrong with that signal. NAWRO, over to you.
I still haven't figured out, still trying to work on how to find my channels on this radio, on this Bofang UV32. How do I access my channels? It's a little complicated. I haven't figured it out, but there's 200 some frequencies programmed in, but it seems like I can't access them all somehow. I've been looking at the menu, instruction book and stuff. Still ain't clicking in yet. I guess I'll play with a little more, I can figure it out.
Yeah, that's a decent radio for the price point, I say. But I didn't like that CPS system. It was especially the first one that came out with that radio, when it first came out like a year and a half ago. It was really messed up. The translation was wrong in the language, and it just didn't function right. But, yeah, it's a bit of a learning curve. It takes a little time there.
Yeah, even the scan mode, I guess you got to go on there. You can only scan one bank at a time. There's like 10 banks in there, but you can only scan one at a time. But when you look at the scan, it doesn't actually scan through the channels, only when it is transmit, then it'll jump to that frequency. So I'm learning it.
Yeah, for that radio, you're a little ahead of the game on that, because I never did learn the scan features on it. But then I just went to the mobiles. I got the Kinect systems now, and one in the car, one in the shack. So that's kind of a backup now. But I tell you, it does work. I agree with that. And a lot of guys in the group, I think I was telling you, that's where you got the code plug. You picked one of them. I'm not sure which one you got, but I'm really not sure the difference between the two. Those guys did a lot more work on it than I did. I just got a few of the sites in there, and I should actually download that same one you did and try to learn it like you're doing.
Oh yeah, well, I've been playing with it prior to me talking to you. I don't know, about a week ago. I was playing with it for like at least 3 weeks just to try to get one thing programmed digital, but I wasn't able to get that worked in right. But I guess I was coming through on Brandmeister or whatever that is, however that was happening. But after I downloaded the code plug that you had, it was okay. That made the life a whole lot easier. Definitely appreciate that. So now I just got to learn the functions of the radio, how to access everything. A little tricky. But I guess it's all a learning curve. That's part of having fun, I guess.
NAWRO, yes, sir. I think that's it. I enjoy doing it. Yeah, it was, I don't know, 9 months ago, whatever. Whole group of us just decided, well, we're going to go DMR, which is MI5 thing about, and we had to kind of learn it, and it was a steep learning curve because we didn't have any code plugs to start with, and we were being helped out by the Central Michigan folks. It was great, but kind of got that T-shirt. Want to try to move on and check out other stuff. But all right, well, I'm going to get back to my taxes here. But, Tim, you have a good day. Always appreciate the QSO. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. After you, I'll be clear, but I'll listen out.
All right, Tim, I really appreciate it. Nice talking to you. I'm going to talk again soon. Enjoy the rest of your day. It'll be a nicer day tomorrow, I guess. All right, have a good one. It's KF8ATC. I'll be clear for now.
KF8ATZ, this is NACAF.
Good afternoon to you. KF8A2C.
Good afternoon to you, too. I caught that whole conversation between you and NAWRO. If I remember correctly, it was my code plug that you downloaded and installed on that. You're having trouble getting to all of the channels?
Yeah, I haven't, I guess there's 10 banks. I'm having trouble, like, finding all the frequencies. And it seems like when I go to the different bank, it seems like I go to the same frequency over and over. Now, it takes me a while to actually even find this frequency here. So I'm not sure what's going on. I'm not understanding this radio, but it takes a little time. I finally got on the air anyways after a cold plug. Now I got functions of this radio.
Copy that. All the channels are all assigned to zones, otherwise you can't access them at all on the radio. And the way that you get to changing the different zones is there's a button with three bars on it and the word OK, just below the display. You push that, that's the menu button, and then you use one of the down arrow keys in the middle to get down to zone. You hit zone, and from there you use the down or up arrow keys to scroll through the different zones to pick a zone out. And then from there, once you're within that zone, you can change channels with the channel knob on top.
Yeah, I've been doing that, going into different zones. And you click on a zone and then press select. And it seems like it always takes me back to a different zone where I don't want to be. It's trying to find some of the local repeaters and stuff. It seems like it's taking me where I don't want to be.
All right, I got a good copy on that. It looks like you don't live too far away from me, maybe a couple, 3 miles. When you get back from your trip, and we can maybe figure out a time to get together, and I can actually help you with it in person if need be. I can see what's going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm around 16 in Grossback. Right now, I'm over in Canada. Yes, I'm about 25 miles south of the border right now. I was just seeing if I even hit the repeater, but I'm pretty surprised hitting it for this distance, but I am on the second floor.
That definitely helps. Height is night, as we like to say out here. And it's not that unusual for digital to actually go that far, because I'm not using it right now. I'm on a base. But I had mine on a road trip last summer, and I was driving southbound I-75, hitting the Detroit Pier. And I didn't even start to get chunky until I hit the mile marker 11 thereabouts where the Welcome Center is. And that's when we stopped talking. But, that's like a 30-mile transmission range. It's not surprising that these go that far. And that was, like I said, using it as a mobile with a rooftop antenna, which means the antenna was only like 6-7 feet off the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. Well, I'm happy with the radio. It's just a matter of figuring out how it operates. It gets a little frustrating, but I say every day I'm learning something new, talk to different people, and try to remember it all and take it all in. And so I don't even have with this VMR. This is all new stuff to me, but kind of liking it. Right now I'm running with the antenna on it. I don't know how long it is, maybe 16 inches, and it's flexible metal one. All flexible, that's the antenna I'm running. The radio came with three antennas, so I'm not sure which one I should even be using for different frequencies, but I guess this one's all around rugged antenna, I guess.
NHCAF. Is it that flat metal antenna you can like fold in half?
No, it's round. But kind of got a big knob. It gets big at the top for the last 4 inches of it is big around. But in between that, it's like a metal flexible. You can bend it any different way. And it's flexible. It's like a rugged antenna, I guess you'd call it. And, probably 16 inches long, definitely.
Yep, I've seen that one before. Yeah, it's all right to use that. It's working just fine.
Then it come with another rubber antenna. It's probably 10 inches long. I haven't used that one yet. And then there's another short one. It might be, it's really short, it's probably round, and it's probably half inch long. It's really short.
So I don't have any experience with that really, really short one, but I have seen them around. But the other one you mentioned is about 10 inches long. Yeah, that one's, I mean, it'll work in both bands. It'll work in 2 meter and 70 centimeter, but that one's pretty much tuned for 70 centimeter. And that other one, the one that you have on there right now, if I remember right, it's mostly tuned for 2 meter, but it pretty much works all right on 70 centimeter as well. So, yeah, you can use either one.
All right, I got to find something to write your call sign down. I know you can probably save it in the radio as a contact, but I don't know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. When I wrote the code plug, it was before I got my vanity call. When you go into the software itself, there's a place in there where you go into your digital contacts list and find it, find my old call sign in there with, using my digital ID number to locate it. And then from there, just go in and double-click it open and change it to my new call sign. But that's come up wrong because I just got the vanity call sign like a week or two ago. It still comes up wrong on the monitor as well. But, yeah, my new call sign is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot, and my name here is Cliff.
Okay, Cliff. Yeah, I see the name there. Let me see if I can write the number down. There isn't even a quick. Need something to write with. I can write it down. All right, give me that call sign one more time, Cliff.
All right, call sign is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot.
Okay, I got it. Yeah, maybe one day during the week here, I can give you a shout there if you're not busy. And maybe I can get some more help on this radio and make life a little bit easier for me. I definitely appreciate it, for sure.
Absolutely, you're welcome to it. Like I said, I don't live too far from you. You said you live around 16 Grosbeck. So do I, south of 16 Mile Road.
Okay, well, I'm way behind the police station there. On the back side of the police station by the tracks. So we're not too far from each other.
We are not. I know exactly where the police station is. Yeah, we're like 5-10 minutes apart. Now, we can get together for a cup of joe, and I can bring my laptop and all that stuff with me, and I can give you a hand with it. I'm usually available in the afternoons between 2 and 5 p.m.
All right, that sounds great. I say I'm usually home by 3 o'clock from my work, so... That'd be perfect. Maybe work something out during the week. I'll give you a heads up. Maybe you can meet up.
Sounds like a plan to me.
All right, Cliff. I'm going to get a little bite to eat here and put this radio down for a minute. Nice meeting you. I really appreciate the help there.
Good meeting you, too. Enjoy your meal. Have a good afternoon to you. 73. And this is November 8th, Charlie Alpha Foxtrot. They're monitoring after your file.
Okay, November 8th, Charlie, Alpha Foxtrot. Nice meeting you. And we'll talk to you a little bit later. KFA, APC, I'll be clear for now.
KFA, EDQ, listening to Statewide 1.
K8YNU to NAWCB.
K8YNU. K8YNU, this is NAWCB.
Hey, good afternoon. YNU, how are you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing pretty good today. Doing all right for Sunday. Went to church, good services, Bible Baptist Church. Enjoyed seeing people. A lot of people said hello to you and Leo. But paying bills and just like, decompressing here, but also got to Texas Roadhouse today with that card. Quite good, indeed. How was your day today?
Not too bad, not too bad. Sounds like a good day there, Dad. Texas Roadhouse, they got some good stuff there. I liked them. My day was just bad. Sat back up today and just kind of rode it out. Was busy for my partner, so, but it wasn't busy for me, so that's all that matters.
Well, I'm glad for you there. Like you say, at least, you got brought, bringing yourself back into the game and into play, and you know, you got your couple of days down, and now you got a couple of days off. You can kind of you know, rest up again and get ready for Wednesday and Thursday. But I'm happy how things worked out for you there, and certainly was thinking of you today at work and praying for you.
Appreciate the thoughts and prayers there, Dan. It was a good day. I'm glad it's over with last night because of the time change. It felt like I just closed my eyes and I was ready to get back up for work again. And I thought I'd actually sleep in the hour, but no, I still woke up at 3 o'clock.
Oh, boy. Go figure. You know, you just the sleeping patterns, and you know, you add work into the mix, you know, and the thought of I've got to get up, you know, and the time change, things that are going, and you know, it never seems to fail. I think there's only been one night through this process so that I had a hard time going to sleep. I've went off all of the nights but one. I woke up maybe about 5 o'clock, got up for a minute and kind of laid back down again. So it kind of worked out pretty well. I just went to bed at the normal time last night, so it seemed to work out.
Yeah, I can imagine there, Dad. You know, when you're used to, you know, Mom being there, and you know, it's rough. I know when Leo's away on, you know, a trip or something like that, or not in bed, it's hard to go to sleep. It is. And you know, you tease and pick on, and you know, I tease Leo and I'm like, you know, call her the pillow bully, or you know, the sheep thief. But I couldn't imagine not having her in bed with me.
Yeah, what's been happening the last couple of nights is, you know, if I wake up, it's like I'm expecting, you know, Mom to be there, or you know, it's like, where are you at? And it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's just it's one of those things. But it's something that you know, we're all processing, the kids, and then you know, at least you know, hopefully you don't have to get up. Oh, you've got a couple of days off, and then hopefully that'll help you out there.
Yeah, got a meeting in the morning, working it over to pick up to Richmond, ARPSC, and then I've got a meeting Thursday with risk management. So it's going to be busy, but we'll get a little bit of downtime here to kind of relax and kind of recoup, I guess. I don't know.
NAWCB, yeah, that's it. Well, you know, like I say, you got the meeting tomorrow, and, you know, at least you've got, like I say, you've got the rest of the time. You know, the time's your own there, or with the family or whatever, and that'll be good for you there. So, you know, it'll give you time to decompress and you know, just kind of build back up again, I suppose.
Yeah, that's for sure. Trying to you know, keep it going, and try to maintain there, you know.
So. Yep, I agree with you. I agree with you. Yeah, you and the kids, you doing okay?
Yeah, we're all right. It's just one of those things, you know, it's like just trying to keep my mind busy and, you know, not dwell on things. It's just kind of, you know, go from there. I know Leo's the same way right now, so, but, yeah, we're hanging in there, so, what about you? You doing all right there? What's for supper tonight?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing a little better than yesterday. I felt like, I felt like I was in the fog yesterday, going to the funeral home and picking up, you know, the remains there. But today was pretty good. In fact, I'm having the second half of what I had for lunch there. I got the combo. I think I got the ribs and the chicken strips or whatever. So I'll probably have that tonight. I might have some broth or something on the side there. But yeah, it was a great meal. In fact, they still have money left on the card, so I'm planning on going back.
Sure, they got some good steaks there. They got a lot of good food. We don't go there a whole lot, but when we do, it's good. It's usually really good. I know that's one of Tabby's favorite places is Texas Roadhouse. She loves their steak.
NAWCB, hey, that's great. Well, wow, that's pretty cool. She likes the steak and that. I'm probably going to try something like that next time. I definitely want to use every inch of that card there. So, the ribs, I'm trying the chicken strips, but lots of fries. You got some bread there, a really good Caesar salad. And, I mean, it was really, there was a lot and really good. I was impressed by it. I've been there a couple of times, but definitely not bad. Like I say, I'm going to use that card and to the max.
I'm long there for a while. I don't blame you. I like that place. Them in Longhorn, they got good steaks. Definitely a pro steak person.
Yeah, now that's a place I like too, and of course that's close by us here at Hall and Hayes. But it's been a while. Mom and I talked about going in there for anniversary too, and again she's like, oh, we'll get Red Lobster or something. It's like, I get that all the time. And she says, you pick something. I'm going to get Red Lobster, something I like. But anyway, Longhorn, Pastor Wagner was the one who introduced me to that place. And, I mean, that's pretty good, too.
Yeah. We'll have to get you one of the flat tops there, one of them, I forget what it's called, but one of the flat top barbecues that are dead, seasoned enough and dead. I like barbecue steak, but if you do it on a flat top, it tastes so much better for whatever reason.
That's interesting. That's interesting indeed. You definitely have perfected barbecuing. That's something that you enjoy doing, and I'm hoping to do a little bit this summer. Mom and I used to like doing that too, but we got it out there, and might as well use it. Good. Yeah, that flat top sounds pretty good though as well. Good taste. It sounds like it turns out real well.
Yeah. If you get one of them cast iron or whatever, you season it real good. Once you get a good season on that. Yeah, steaks, chicken, barking, it's just so much better. I don't know. You don't get that smoke flavor, but I don't know. You get a good sear on the steak, and it's awesome. See you, Wayne.
And probably, on the flat top, it probably cooks more evenly, and you have like the grill, where it's kind of, spotty maybe where it's at or whatever. It's just I've cooked a hamburger the other night on the electric stove, and you can turn it off and you can just kind of let it simmer there for a few minutes. It works out pretty good. So probably that's, kind of the characteristics there of the flat top also.
Yeah, true. I don't know. I have to have you over there, Dad, for a barbecue dinner there. We'll do something on the flat top to try it out.
Yeah, that would be nice, definitely. Definitely have to have to try that out there and see kind of compare taste or whatever. But yeah, that sounds real good. And you know, sure, though, with the weather the way it is, I know we've got some cooler weather. We're still late winter, but hey, seize the opportunity, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think it's going to be a warm winter, and, or warm summer, that is. And yeah, I think it's going to be good. So we'll take the opportunity to get that barbecue going.
There you go. There you go. I agree with you. I agree with you on that one. So, anyway, I take it you're on your mobile. You're on your new radio. Your 800. Your DMR sounds pretty good here.
Yeah, I'm rolling up the NHL here and got that all programmed up. And I like it. It's a nice rig. It really is. Easy to use. It's a lot like what your mobile is there, Dad, or not your mobile, you know, HT, your DMR HT. So a lot of similarities to it. So
NAWCB, that's good. I like to say it sounds like it's easy to program, and it's a nice radio there. And like I say, it has a good quality sound, and you're coming in real good. Into the system, so I'm glad for you in that way. At least, like I say, you got a mobile and handheld as well, so that's good in that way. I think Dave FGS, I think he told me he's got a any tone that he's trying to get programmed to handheld. So I think they're trying to help him out there, the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club, but. He's trying to get on the air in that way as well, trying to catch up with the technology.
All right, yeah. If he needs any help, I can give him a hand or whatever. They're pretty easy to program there. Hey, question on that. Were you able to download that program onto your computer?
My old, you know, the computer that's here in the den, I haven't been able to program it, but I am, once I start getting a little bit more familiar with the new computer that was Mom's, just too busy trying to make sure everything is all my ducks in order with the accounting and everything. Once that's all set, then I'm planning on either making my own account and downloading that, or just downloading it onto it. But at least that's the plan.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, let me know if you need any help with it or whatnot. But yeah, definitely gonna help you out, and that way you can get your HD programmed how you want it, stuff like that.
That would be good. You know, I like how it is. I know that there's a new site, a new talk, or a new repeater, new DMR repeater. I'm hoping that, you know, I can try to put that in. And but other than that, happy with what I got, and you know, kind of using it, trying to use the analog, and trying to get on Oakland County a little bit, and. Of course, on this end, so it's working out real nice. It's really coming to a place where I use this one probably more than the TID radio that I had been carrying all the time.
HT is a good HT, solid, and you know, it's a lot of good things with it. So you know, it's just good to have. And DMR, this system. Central Michigan's got the system to where it's almost flawless. You know, you could be pretty much anywhere and have coverage with it. So,
yeah, that's what I like. You know, like what you were just saying. You know, you can go into a store, you can go into a building, you can, you know, there's, you know, you can go places, and you know, you can. You know, I can get onto the, you know, if I'm in Oakland County, I can get on the Novi, or I can get into Detroit, or you know, out here, it's just, again, it's seamless, and again, it's just a very robust system. Very impressed with it, and Definitely use the P25 as well. Like I say, just keep them all used. And I've been looking over the other one, the Kenwood there, and going to try to get a little bit more familiarized with that. So,
sorry about that. Yeah, I'll have to get you that programming cable for it, and so we can kind of look at it and see what's in there. But I'll have to do that here the next time we come over. But well, Ted, I am home, so I'm going to head in and grab some food, relax, and enjoy the evening. My wife is making funny faces at me through the door. But if you need anything there, Ned, don't hesitate to reach out, and you know, you're always welcome to come over. So you get bored or whatever, just come on over. But appreciate you coming north.
Well, make a funny face back at her there. Join the ride there with you. Head north, and at least you like to say, at least you got a couple of days off. You got a meeting tomorrow, but it's supposed to warm back up Tuesday. We might have some severe weather they were talking about, but we'll have to keep an eye on keep it updated there. But we'll let you head on in and relax and enjoy dinner, enjoy your family. But tell everyone hello, and 73s and 88s to you and the family for Mom and I, and we'll talk to you down the page. NAWCB is clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dan. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88s to you, Mom. K8YNU.